All right, welcome to Orphan Radio number 85. This is Matt.
This is Josh.
How's it going, kid?
Okay.
We started the show off with a band called Bratz. The song's called Bee Brains. Guess who was in that band briefly? Not on this recording, but was in it for a minute.
Madonna?
King Diamond.
Oh.
They're from Denmark, but that whole album's cool. It's called 1980. I recently kind of discovered that and listened to it the other day. What's up with you?
Not much. Just being a big businessman, you know me.
Really?
I guess.
Turn off your phone. I just heard it.
Why? Noise. I'm a big businessman. It's going off all the time. I've got to check my stocks.
Okay. What have you been up to? You got some shows coming up. Why don't you talk about that?
The anniversary is doing a beer and brat fest in Chicago called Worst Fest. That's the weekend of the, is it 8th, 9th, 10th, I think, in September. And then the next weekend, Radar State is doing Riot Fest and then like a night show at the Concord Music Hall.
Who are you playing with that night?
Bayside and Newfound Glory.
Okay. Are you going to be able to see any bands play during Riot Fest? Are you going to stay the weekend or go home?
I still don't know. I kind of think I'm just going to go home on Saturday. I'd want to see Jawbreaker, but I've been watching some of the videos online that done a couple shows, and it's good. They actually sound really good. I just don't know if I want to watch them in front of, like, you know, that many people, you know?
I hope they do like a club tour.
Yeah. And I don't really want to stick around. I don't really like festivals. I'm like hanging out that long, you know?
Yeah. I don't really like festivals, but I like festival people.
I mean, if there's a good hacky sack circle, you know, going on, I might stay. What kind of thing would you stay for?
I mean, you seem like the kind of guy who I'd run into at a bluegrass festival outside.
Yeah, usually outside. Don't you like that stick game? What's it called?
With the fire sticks?
Where you like kind of, you're holding two sticks and there's a third stick you're kind of like balancing between them?
Yeah, it's called sticky.
Okay.
Are you excited to play those shows?
When was the last time you played a good round of sticky?
Seriously, come on, let's be serious. Let's talk about business.
All right.
Are you excited to play those shows?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
How was the first Radar State show, and how was that online show you did?
The online show was a little weird in the sense that, like, you really can't hear anything, and you don't know really what's going on, like, what they hear, I guess, you know? But it was cool. It was fun to do. I'd never done something like that before where you play online and people, like, pay a certain amount of money to watch. You do and it's just like that one time.
Whose idea was that?
Prior, he's done a couple acoustic ones, so it's interesting. It's kind of cool, I guess.
Where'd you actually play?
We played at our practice space, which is also a recording studio.
In Kansas City or Lawrence?
Kansas City at Element Studios.
Okay.
And then the first show was really good.
At the Riot Room.
That's right.
Cool. You got any other shows besides Riot Fest and that other show in Chicago booked for Radar State?
We're doing one set Saturday, the 14th October at the Minibar.
Okay. Who are you playing with? Do you know?
I think Hipshot Killer. And then, like, I don't know. That's it right now. Benji is trying to book the Parasites a show.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I just don't know if it's we're just doing two bands, though, so whatever.
One of the things we were talking about over text the past couple days was that Destination Failure, the Smoking Popes album, came out 20 years ago. I think it was this weekend. Pretty cool.
Damn. So that means, what did Born to Quit come out in 95 or 6?
No, I think Born to Quit was 94.
Was it? That was okay.
Let me look it
up.
Did
that come out the same day as Adios Amigos?
What?
Born to Quit?
No, Adios Amigos was like 90. Wait, let me see here.
I feel like I bought them both on the same day, and it was a...
really blowing this.
You're
Born to Quit. Born to Quit is 94, and Adios Amigos is definitely 95, I'm pretty sure. Let me see.
Huh. I could hear you typing away.
Adios Amigos was July 95.
Huh, okay.
You really fucked up. Okay, back to Smoking Popes. They're one of my favorite bands, and we're going to play some of their songs on this episode. And also, I got some requests from people who also really like them. So how many times do you think you've seen them play?
I feel like I may have only seen them twice, because they ditched that one show we were going to see them play, remember?
Yeah, that was the first time we were supposed to see them. It was March 95 at the VFW Hall in Kansas City with the Queers, No Empathy, and Cocknews. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that, it was a great night. I didn't really know much about Smoking Popes at that point, but then I think the first time I actually went and saw them was where was it? It was what's called the Riot Room now, but it used to be called the Hurricane, but we had to watch them outside because we were too young.
Oh, right.
Were you there that night?
Yeah, I was.
It was you, me, and Paul.
Yeah.
I asked a girl to go, and she said no.
Yeah. Who?
I don't remember her name, but it was...
Where did she live?
Where?
Where did she live, yeah.
In Lawrence.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I made it up.
Sounds like it.
Okay, why don't we get into our Smoking Popes worship? Why don't you pick a song?
I remembered something though, like at that VFW show, because we were like, where are the Smoking Popes? And I remember someone walked by and they're super pissed and they were like, they fucking signed to a major label, so they aren't going to play shows like this anymore. And it was like some punk dude. Hmm. And I remember like looking back at that now and just thinking of like how like selling out came into play back then and how it was like such a big deal.
Oh, and, yeah, for sure.
You know, and how, like, nowadays, I don't even know if, like, people really... Do people care? Like, I don't know. Do they even care about...
That was such a big deal because it was, like, them, Green Day, Jawbreaker, Rancid. Tons of bands.
Yeah.
Sellout. That's what everybody used to say about everything.
Yeah. You're kind of a sellout.
Now I am. Let's, let's play some Smoking Pope songs. You want to play one? And then I'll play one, and then we'll come back and chat.
Okay.
No more smiles, it's just teardrops falling to the ground. Now it's around and I don't love you anymore. And I'm sore about it. When did my heart change its mind? Must have been during the change. No more smiles from now on, they are
we're back. Matt and Josh just played a few Smoking Pope songs from Destination Failure. When's the last time you saw him? Or the second time? Whatever.
I saw him open for Morrissey. So that was like a long time ago. That was actually on
Hall, right?
That was on that Destination Failure tour.
Yeah, and then what's the other time you saw him? Outside the Hurricane?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw him at the Riot Room about 3 or 4 years ago, and they were awesome. Yeah, they're doing a little East Coast thing right now or pretty soon. I wish they were coming through North Carolina, but no dice.
Are they doing Riot Fest?
I don't know, actually. Let me look up their thing real quick. Hey, stand by.
God, you make all the listeners listen to you type?
Yeah. Is that okay?
That's me typing.
Hang on.
Yeah, let's make this episode about typing.
Actually, okay, I'm looking at their tour dates right now. They're playing, actually, October 7th, they're playing at that Melody Inn in Indianapolis. That's a cool place.
Oh, yeah.
And then it looks like they're playing Cleveland, somewhere in Pennsylvania, Buffalo, New York City. Hey, that Big Apple. And then D.C., and they're playing the Fest in Gainesville.
Okay.
Damn, they got 5 days between D.C. and Florida. They could come here, North Carolina.
I don't care.
I'll go.
I don't think they care either.
About me?
Uh-huh.
So, what else is going on?
Oh, not too much. Just, you know, those shows and that's it, really. What about with you?
Nothing. There's been some deaths in the horror movie world, and you and I are huge horror movie fans. What do you think of those? Toby Hooper and George Romero.
Well, I mean, George Romero is old.
Stop typing.
Woo!
Well, Toby Hooper was 74, 75.
Yeah, how old was George Romero?
I think he was like 77 or 78.
Oh, I thought he was much older.
No. You thought he was like 100?
I thought he was 110.
When's the last time you saw Texas Chainsaw, which is one of my favorite movies, obviously?
Probably about a year ago.
So good. Never gets old.
Yeah.
Especially, they made that on, I was reading about it last night, and they made that for $300,000, and none of them had really had that much experience before that, and it's a masterpiece.
How did they get that money?
I was reading a little bit about it last night, but I wasn't really paying attention to that part.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, that explains it.
Talk about the horror movie related thing you did in Kansas City a couple weekends ago.
Oh, the Monster Squad 30th anniversary. They're doing a little tour of the Alamo Draft Houses, and they came to Kansas City. So it was three cast members. It was Rudy, Sean, and Phoebe. Mm-hmm. Those were their names in the movies. I think Ashley Banks, Andre Gower, and Ryan Lambert.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, it was really cool. They introduced the movie and then they did a little Q&A afterwards, and they talked about like different scenes and whatnot, and then they hung out and got photos and signed if you wanted to get something signed after the theater. And I don't know, it was really cool. They're doing like 17 shows, every night, and all traveling together, which I thought was pretty crazy.
Did they do you think it was a print or was it a DVD they showed?
Oh, it was definitely a DVD. It was the new, I think it was the 4K. They just did it, restored it and everything.
Did it look really good?
It looked great, yeah.
How'd it sound?
Sounded good.
Cool. I need to watch that again. It's been a little while.
Bogus.
What is the song you wanted to play from that?
I wanted to actually, we could play a song from that.
Which one?
Rock Until You Drop.
No, we've played that before.
Monster Squad Rap.
That doesn't sound good.
It's pretty good.
Wasn't there a song you said you wanted to play from?
I wanted to play something off the Bill and Ted soundtrack.
All right, go ahead. What is it?
Bricklin. That's the name of the band. The song's called Walk Away. This is like when this soundtrack is front to back, one of the best soundtracks ever. As far as like having bands and not like a original score.
The first Bill and Ted's.
The first one is amazing. And this
Bricklin?
Is Bricklin, like a brick and then L-I-N.
Okay.
Walk Away.
All right.
And then this is the scene where they like come on stage and give high five at the their history report, which is like, did people do that? Have history reports that were like talent shows?
I don't remember anything like that ever.
All right, hit it.
Okay. All right, we're back. Bricklin, like a brick, mm-hmm. and then L-I-N, right?
I was looking at it more as B-R-I and then C-K-L-I-N.
Okay. I saw a pretty good movie in the theater the other night. Hadn't been to a movie for a while.
What is it?
It's called Wind River. You heard of it?
I have not heard of it. Hold on a second.
Why don't you look it up? Now we can listen to you type. This is fun.
Wind River. An FBI agent teams up with a vegetarian game tracker to...
Vegetarian?
Oh, veteran, sorry. Veteran game tracker to investigate... What? Nothing. Shut up. The murder that occurred on Native American... Oh, that sounds good. How was it?
It was really good. Did you see Hell or High Water?
I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Same director.
Okay.
Very good. I mean, the...
Taylor Sheridan?
I wasn't expecting the vegetarian angle, but, the, you know, whatever.
Is it Taylor Sheridan?
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Taylor Sheridan is an American actor, screenwriter, and director.
All right, that's enough. Why don't we play a few of our Smoking Pope's requests?
Okay.
All right, let's start it off with one from our friend Benji King.
That settles it. This is my lucky day. That's what they always say. This is what they mean. Way, and all that I can say is this is my day when she's around.
We're back. We just played two songs, two requests, Smoking Popes, Lucky Day for Benji King, and Megan for Luke Stemmerman. His pop-up record shop is off the hook.
Do you think he could turn, is he going to try and turn it into something else, or is it just going to be a pop-up record shop?
I don't know. I mean, he's talked about doing a store before, but I don't know what he wants to do in the long run.
Why don't you tell people what it's called?
I'm about to. It's called Premium Sound. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina. He does pop-up record shops around town. And check him out. I think it's on Instagram. It's Premium Sound NC. And yeah, all kinds of good stuff. And Benji King, you know, he's our boy. Okay. Anyway, what else is going on? Did you watch that Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor fight?
Yeah, actually, Tim, Benji, and I watched it.
How was it?
I mean,
I heard it was pretty boring.
I just don't believe it. I don't believe it's real. Like, I think it's fake.
Like you think the outcome was already decided?
I think it's scripted. Like, I mean, not everything, like, obviously, but I mean, like, the overall, like, what's going to happen is it's all fucking bullshit.
I heard that when they stopped it, people were really pissed because it wasn't even that bad.
I don't know. I just, like, couldn't really, it just didn't look real. The whole thing, like, looked like a WWF wrestling match. Just was goofy looking and it just seems fake.
I'm glad I didn't spend $100 on it.
You should have.
I know. On a couple different TVs.
That's what I did. I bought it on 7 TVs.
You're smart. All right, didn't you say there's a song you wanted to hear? Is it another one by Bricklin?
Let's see. This is Bricklin's follow-up song. Let's play a song from Piper. It's called Can't Wait. It's from their record, Can't Wait.
Thank you.
hesitate to state the fate that awaits those who try to shake or take you. Don't let them break you. You can do anything you wanna do. It's not wrong what I say, it's true. You can do anything you wanna do. Do what you want to.
That was Piper. Most of you may know Billy Squire was in that band, and some of you may not, but most of you do.
And then I played a Thin Lizzy song. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say you seem like the kind of guy who likes to get a brand new polo shirt out and kind of pull up your khakis and take it out on the town.
I might do that tonight.
Dude, I saw that you were watching Halloween. What was it, 6?
Yeah. Mike and I watched it last night.
How does it? I haven't seen it in probably 2 years. How was it?
The first hour is really good.
Why does it get bad?
When?
Or like why? Why is it bad at the end?
It's just shit for the last 30 minutes. They go to the baby gets kidnapped by this cult that Michael Myers suddenly belongs to. Then there's never ending running through these long corridors and some weird experimental hospital. It just is not good. And Paul Rudd's performance is kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
But do you remember you and I saw that in the theater?
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah.
Just you and me.
Yeah. There's a lot of Cult of Chucky comes out in a couple of weeks Yeah, beginning of October, I think. I saw that movie, Death Note.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You texted me the other night about it. What's up with that?
It started off really cool, and it's kind of like Brain Scan, exactly.
I love Brain Scan.
I mean, I think Brain Scan is kind of the same way, where it starts off really cool, and then it kind of takes this turn with detectives and,
Right. They should have just kept it a horror movie.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what this is. It like does the exact same thing. There's sort of like a, I don't want to bring up Trickster because I know he freaks you out. But there's a kind of a character exactly like that. He's just not as extreme. And he like, it's exactly like Brain Scan pretty much. It's okay. It's good. It's worth a watch, I think. There's some gruesome kills.
What's it called? Death Note?
Death Notes, I think.
There was another movie. I was flipping through something the other day, and oh, there's a movie called Brawl in Cell Block 99, and it's from the director of Bone Tomahawk. Remember that movie?
Oh, that movie rules.
So I want to see that, but I don't know when it comes out or where or anything. I really want to see this Turn It Around. Have you heard about that?
No.
Documentary about the East Bay punk scene in Gilman Street.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Woo.
Well, I guess Death Note's based off like a Japanese animation manga thing.
What's manga?
Ollie got mad at me because I didn't know. I said anime, and it was, I think manga is, I don't want to say it. People will get mad if I say it's wrong. I think those are the books.
Like anime books?
Yeah. Some Japanese manga.
I don't know how to read, so. Okay. I'm just kidding. I do.
Okay.
All right. Wasn't there another song you wanted to play?
Yeah, let's play that Link Ray record got reissued or like kind of put out properly on vinyl from Light in the Attic recently. Let's play that song, Got Out West.
All right.
Hallelujah.
we're back. Hey, what's up?
Hey, did you get that Link Ray album?
I did.
Do you like it?
It's great.
There you go.
It's great.
Is he still alive?
What do I look like? His.
His what?
I don't know.
All
right. Hey, let me type it in and find out.
All right.
I bet he's not.
Why?
He died in 2005.
Oh, okay.
Fred Lincoln.
His real name was Fred Lincoln.
That's right.
Cool. Any good shows coming up that you want to go see as a patron?
Stiff Little Fingers is playing here in October. I've never seen them.
In Kansas City or Lawrence?
At the Granada.
No way. Who are they playing with?
I don't know.
I'd go to that for sure if I were you.
All right. I'll go then.
When is it? October?
Yeah.
Damn, I wish they were coming here. I
feel like it's the 7th or 8th or something.
Los Lobos is playing down the street here in October.
Are you going to go?
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, you could get some friends to come out with you. Just have a good time out there, you know?
Los Lobos is a band from Los Angeles. Sorry.
Would you type some more, actually?
Yeah, sure. Hang on. Oh, shit. I just did something to the recording. All right. So, anything else you want to add?
That's it, dog.
All right, cool. Well, good luck on your shows in Chicago. And, yeah, hopefully I'll see you soon. And let's play a few more songs from the Smoking Popes that were requested. We're going to start it off with one for my brother Mike, Midnight Moon, and then Rob DiPaolo. Hey, Bobby D. Pasted. And Lizzie Cook, friend in Chicago, she wanted to hear That's Where I Come In. And she has a really cool swimsuit company called Fenton Fox. So if you're online, check that out. Maybe you could use something. All right. Well, check out Fenton Fox. Check out Premium Sound NC in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know. What else?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Cool. Well, thanks for everything.
On the ground, a world of rooms down.